Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, March 26th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. At Apple's event on Monday, the company announced several things. We'll start with TV Channels, which organizes various subscriptions within the Apple TV app. It's on demand and ad-free. Content is available for offline viewing as well. Family sharing is a nice perk for some. And with apps like HBO, the TV app will no longer bounce out to that specific app. All content will be organized in one place. There's a new Kids tab, and TV Channels comes in May to tvOS and iOS and to the Mac this fall. It will also be available for the first time without Apple TV hardware on smart TVs and on both Roku and Amazon's Fire TV as well. Apple also announced TV Plus original programming and brought onto the stage a slew of actors, directors, and producers to tease upcoming original content, including Amazing Stories from Steven Spielberg, The Morning Show from Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, and Steve Carell, C from Jason Momoa and Alfred Woodard, Little America from Kumail Nanjiani, Helpsters from the Sesame Street Gang, Little Voice from J.J. Abrams and Sarah Bareilles, and Oprah Winfrey closed it out with two documentaries announced, one on labor practices and an unnamed multi-part series on mental health, plus a book club. No pricing was announced, but it too will be an ad-free subscription service available offline with new releases every month and available in more than 100 countries this fall. Oh, but that's not all. Apple also announced News Plus, which adds more than 300 magazines and newspapers, although emphasis on magazines, as a premium tier for $9.99 per month, which includes family sharing and with the first month free. It was available Monday as an iOS update to users in the US and Canada and will become available to Australia, the UK, and Europe later this year. In the financial sector, Apple announced the Apple Card, backed by Goldman Sachs, which is a MasterCard with 3% cash back on Apple purchases, 2% for other purchases, 1% by using the physical card, and it's deposited daily into a user's wallet. The card can be used worldwide where Apple Pay is accepted, and there's some machine learning to help identify shops and names, such as on a map, if you can't remember where that charge is from. There are no late fees, no annual fees, no international fees, and no over-limit fees. And if you can't pay back your credit card balance, you can start a multi-month plan. Apple also says it won't sell data to third parties. The physical card is made of titanium. It'll have your name laser etched into it. However, there's no card number, no CVV code, no expiration date, and no signature on the card itself. It's available this summer in the U.S. And to round out our Apple coverage, the company announced Apple Arcade, featuring exclusive games available to download and play on any iPhone, iPad, Mac, or Apple TV. Offline play is supported and family sharing is included as well, although no pricing was announced. Arcade comes in the fall to more than 150 countries. Samsung warned it will report disappointing financial results for the first 3 months of this year due to chip and LCD screen price drops, which points to further slowing of demand for smartphones and other gadgets in general. Samsung's update follows a 7% decline in smartphone shipments globally during the fourth quarter of 2018, which is the fifth quarterly decline, according to an analysis by the Hong Kong-based research firm Counterpoint. Moving on to Europe, the European Parliament has given final approval to the copyright directive. The legislation was designed to update copyright law in Europe for the internet age. Members of Parliament voted 348 in favor, with 274 opposing. A last-minute proposal to remove Article 13, aka the upload filter, was rejected by 5 votes. The directive now heads to EU member states, who will have 24 months to translate it into national law. And finally, sources tell Bloomberg that Uber will announce its acquisition of Dubai-based ride-hailing service Careem Networks FZ. Uber is reportedly paying $1.4 billion in cash, plus an additional $1.7 billion in notes that can be converted to Uber shares at $55 per share. Careem operates in 90 cities across 15 countries, offering food and package deliveries, bus services, and scheduled rides, and has more than 1 million drivers. It was valued around $1 billion as of late 2016 in its last funding round. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find our show notes for this episode and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.